This evening, we have some showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. Details on the weather after AM 580 News with Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Champaign County's Nursing Home Board of Directors is still in talks with a consultant to help run the financially troubled facility, but the group has yet to decide what kind of role Management Performance Associates could play. Yesterday, the Nursing Home Board decided some of its members would meet in private this weekend to examine management and consultant contracts from MPA. The board will then decide on Monday whether to endorse one or both of those contracts to the county board. The decision came after a lengthy conference call with MPA's president, Mike Scavato. Nursing Home Board Chairman Charles Lansford says he's encouraged by the ongoing talks.
The best thing that came out is that Mr. Scavato is willing to look at changes. He recognized an error in one part that was identified. And so the best part is that there is continued interest on the majority of this board of pursuing this. We're just looking at the form of pursuing it.
Nursing home board members want the contract to include monthly benchmarks, including a noticeable decrease in the number of costly agency nurses working at the facility. The home's looking at a nearly $2 million annual deficit, due in part to an uneven mix of Medicaid residents compared with Medicare and private pay residents, and about 70 unfilled beds. The nursing home also faces the possibility of losing Medicaid and Medicare funding if it fails to pass a state public health inspection by July 16th. Inspectors have been visiting the home after the injury of a resident. Champaign's County Board will take up the Nursing Home Board's recommendation next Thursday. Illinois' Department of Human Services has let conditions slide so much at two state facilities that they've been stripped of federal certification. As Amanda Vinicky reports, because of it, Illinois has already lost large sums of money.
Last year, the federal government found both the Tinley Park Mental Health Center and the William A. Howe Developmental Center, also in Tinley Park, unworthy of serving patients on Medicare or Medicaid. One remark noted an immediate jeopardy to the health and safety of patients. A new state audit takes Governor Rod Blagojevich's administration to task for allowing it to happen. Here's Auditor General William Holland.
As a result, there's not only lost revenue to the state, but it is also indicative of a diminished level of care for the residents at these facilities. And that's truly unfortunate.
That financial loss could top $26 million annually. In response to the audit, Department of Human Services officials said they would develop a plan to try for recertification. A spokesman says both facilities have since made major improvements and are on the way. He adds that neither home was ever unsafe. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
A former Monticello High School student has pleaded guilty to a charge in connection with a threat found at her school. Josephine Pierce was charged with writing, "This will be Virginia Tech in 5 days," on a mirror in a high school restroom. The incident happened a day after the Virginia Tech massacre in April of 2007. Pierce pleaded guilty yesterday to a count of misdemeanor disorderly conduct. She was sentenced to 30 days in jail as well as a year's probation. The 19-year-old is to report to jail this morning. Closing arguments wrapped up in the R. Kelly child pornography trial. Natalie Moore has more.
Prosecutors said Kelly did vile and disgusting things on tape to a young girl whose trust he broke. They played the 27-minute sex tape again and reminded jurors that at least a dozen friends and relatives identified the alleged underage victim. As the tape played, the prosecutor narrated how Kelly directed a robotic-looking teenager. But the defense countered that this case is merely about money an extortionist seeking to gain off of a grainy tape. Lawyer Sam Adam Jr. dazzled the courtroom with references to the Bible, patriotism, and even to comedian Dave Chappelle in his effort to convince the jury that Kelly is not guilty. He called many of the witnesses liars. The R&B singer is charged with 14 counts of child pornography. Those charges include having sex and producing a video. He could get up to 15 years in prison. Jury deliberations have begun. I'm Natalie Moore.
Steve Mailhorn has been watching a plant give off a single 20-foot leaf for the past 6 years. Now that plant's about to give off a rare flower. Mailhorn is the manager of the greenhouse at Eastern Illinois University. He says the flower could be 10 feet tall. The Titan arum will give off the scent of rotting meat as well. Because of that, it's also called the corpse flower. Mailhorn says he's felt extra pressure to take care of the endangered plant from the island of Sumatra.
I'm bouncing off the walls, as you can imagine, and I hope I don't kill it with kindness. That's the problem with growing plants is the most frequent cause of plant death is overwatering.
The smell and size of the Titan arum aren't the only things that make the plant unusual. It's a tuber, but the roots come out the top of the tube instead of the bottom. The rotting smell of the plant attracts flies that pollinate it. Mailhorn expects thousands of people to come visit the plant in the 5 days it's blooming. He says if they don't see it this time, They'll have to wait another 3 years before it blossoms again. Our next report is at 8:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA store in Rantoul and Catlin, and Jerry's IGA in Hoopston and the Round Barn Center in Champaign. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
7:35 on Morning Edition here on AM 580. And Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. And a reminder, in 15 minutes we'll open up the phone lines and you can call in and talk to Ed and get a custom forecast. But Ed, we have a flash flood watch in effect and some rain. And then a decent weekend, I guess.
We do have a decent weekend coming up, which is good because we've had a lot of rain in the area of late and more on the way at the end of the weekend. So getting the break during the daylight hours of Saturday and Sunday, pretty good. But we do have rain in the forecast for today. So far, it hasn't rained here in Champaign-Urbana.